Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running. Today's podcast is titled Spinning for Runners. Have you ever taken a spinning class? If you haven't, I suggest you try it. It will do wonders for your running, and you just might enjoy it. At the very least, count on being challenged and burning lots of calories. You've probably heard of spinning, but maybe you've never attended a class and don't really get the difference between going for a bike ride and spinning. Well, the difference is greater for some than others, but besides the fact that they both involve cycling, they're really quite different. Spinning, as you probably already know, is an exercise performed on specially designed spinning bikes, indoors, usually in a group, with music, and led by a motivational instructor who chooses music specifically chosen for the class. Classes normally last for 45 minutes to an hour, but at some gyms there are hardcore spinners who take two or even three classes in a row. Yeah, three. Oh, one more thing, it's generally quite intense. So if you're comparing it to a leisurely bike ride around the neighborhood, think again. It's more like a strenuous, high-speed 20 to 25-mile ride on varying terrain. Spinning has been popular for years. I first tried it several years ago, well, probably more like 10 or 11 years ago. At the time, my husband and I frequently rode our mountain bikes for 2 hours or more on off-road trails. We thought we were working hard. It seemed like it, and my significant hamstrings and quads were impressive proof. I thought. So, my daughter Wendy and I decided to join a spinning class at the gym. I lasted about 10 minutes and never felt like I got the hang of it at all. I recall my feet flying off the pedals and my pride dashing out the door only moments before my physical self made a sheepish exit. 3 years later, after hearing many people drop the spinning word, I decided to try it again. How hard could it be? The experience was a little better this time, but when the instructor asked us to stand and hover several inches above the seat while we pedaled for a prolonged period, I knew I couldn't last. My quad started to burn pretty quickly, and after 30 minutes, I ducked out again. Now keep in mind, I'm no wimp. I was running back then at least 30 miles a week, and frequently completing half marathons around that time. I was also swimming a mile once or twice a week, and I did upper body weight training, but not lower body. Most people would think I was in excellent condition. Obviously, though, there was still room for improvement. Lots of room. That experience taught me that despite the running and racing I was doing, my leg muscles were not strong enough. I think most runners assume they don't need to do strength training on their lower body because those muscles get adequate training while running. I now know that's far from the case. A year later, determined, I signed up for a beginning spinning class. By this time, my friends had pointed out a helpful hint. Just because the teacher says to increase the resistance, which is accomplished by turning a knob on the bike, doesn't mean you have to do it. You are in control, and you can turn as much or as little as you want. Since then, I've heard many spin instructors explain as much. After all, they really do want all members of their class to succeed and return next time. Like any other form of exercise, you have to begin at the beginning, so it's reasonable, even expected, that you'll likely struggle to keep up the first class or two. So if you can't turn your knob to the right, as far as they tell you to, the instructor will understand. This time, I spent a few minutes with the instructor before class. First, she showed me how to determine the correct seat and handlebar adjustment. Now, I knew how to do those things on my road bike, on my triathlon bike, but it is a little bit different with a spinning bike, and that helped. Then she explained the three hand positions she would refer to during class. This provided me with some confidence. Of course, it also helped that the class was less intense because it was a beginner class. I survived, and that was the first of many, many weekly spinning classes. In fact, RY had a Tour de Y challenge a few months later, which required participants to take two spinning classes a week. I did, and discovered an amazing result. spinning is great cross training for running. Within a month, I noticed that my easy running pace was a whole minute faster. And right about that same time, I set a new 5K PR, dropping my time by over 30 seconds. That might not be a big deal to a newer runner, but I've been running and competing for many, many years, so that drop was amazing for me. The benefits of spinning are many. It builds strength. Spinning is an intense leg exercise that utilizes virtually every leg muscle, at least if you do it correctly. You'll know that because you'll feel it by the end of the class, and even more the next day, at least until you get used to it. A good instructor will remind you to use your muscles to push the pedal down, then toward the back, and then pull it up, then push it forward. In other words, to use your muscles to rotate the pedal around the full circle rather than just pushing the crank down with one foot and then the other, which is the way I think most people started riding a bike when they were children. Spinning moves the legs in a completely natural circular motion. And although it's intense, remember there's no pounding as there is in running. A good instructor will have participants standing some of the time, spinning with low resistance part of the time, and spinning with high resistance at other times, providing a very complete workout. It's an intense cardio workout, easily as intense as most speed work. The high cadence, 90 RPMs or higher most of the time, is a great way to increase leg turnover for running. For many runners, increasing turnover is the single best way to improve race times. It's an ideal workout when the weather prohibits outdoor training as well. You can count on the instructor to motivate the group. Every instructor is different, so visit several classes. You're bound to find an instructor you particularly like, and you'll get to know the other people in the class. That always makes it more fun. It's a great way to burn a lot of calories in a short time, too. You'll burn at least 500 calories and maybe 700 or 800. Because you're in a class, you're less likely to back off. This is good, for the most part. But as always, if you're struggling too much, go easy on yourself. If you do triathlons, or are even considering doing one, spinning is a good alternative to getting out and riding on the streets. Now, don't get me wrong, it's definitely not as good, but it can be a backup. Here's one of the greatest benefits. Spinning helps tremendously with running form. Yes, it can make a huge difference because it gets you moving your legs in a rotary motion, which helps to shorten your stride while increasing leg turnover. Most people will run faster if they stop worrying about stride length and concentrate on faster turnover. The fast spinning, say 90 RPM and above, will make a huge improvement in cadence. It'll make you lighter on your feet. It also helps to train you to get your knees up higher. How? Because think about the cycling movement. When your foot is at the top of the cycle, your upper leg rises to at least parallel with the ground. Over time, this will help you get your knees up higher when you run. Also, when pedaling, your leg cannot trail behind you. So, the spinning will help to reinforce the form of pulling your heel up under your butt faster. Therefore, it mimics the effect of the butt kick drill. If you spend much time considering form, then you're familiar with Danny Dreyer's Qi running technique. Watch his demonstrations on YouTube videos. It's a very circular motion, much like cycling. Now, if you're not spinning as cross training, I hope you'll try it. If you don't have a spinning class available, or if you can't afford to spend the money, you can actually do a similar workout on a bike. I've done it myself. One thing that spinning classes will teach you is the variety of different kinds of things that you can do on a bike. Then you can go out there and try to do it on your own, on a bike. It won't be as good as spinning, or it'll be much different from spinning, but you can still accomplish quite a lot. However, you do need a bike that's got gears, so that you can spin fast some of the time like you would in a spinning class, and so that you can increase your resistance and push a hard gear some of the time to get some more strength building work out of it. But the thing is, when you're on a bike, if you're out there by yourself, it takes a tremendous amount of self-discipline to perform at such an intense level. Okay, that's all for today. If you're enjoying my podcast, I hope you'll go to iTunes and leave a comment. Also, my book, After Your First 5K, is available by going to my website, mojoforrunning.com. It's an ebook which sells for $9.99. If you're a newer runner, or if you know anyone who is just about to do their first 5K, or who has just completed their first 5K, I hope you'll recommend it. It's designed to provide the runner with the information needed to train for transitioning from 5K to longer distances. Now today's quote. The greater danger for most of us lies not in setting our aim too high and falling short, but in setting our aim too low and achieving our mark. Michelangelo.